我从来不反对人过圣诞节。
Oppose people celebrating Christmas.
我自己却从来不过圣诞节。
However, I don't celebrate it.
那今年的 Christmas, 我这个女儿都跑来了，把我打扮得漂漂亮亮的。
This Christmas, all my daughters came home and dressed me up nicely.
我们的心在这几天非常的沉重。
Yeah, however, our mood is very heavy these days.
在这几天我们专一的追求主。
We shall have one focal point to pursue the Lord these days.
但愿主对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
但愿主给我们启示。
May the Lord reveal to us.
主也降下他的圣灵来。
Also send down his Holy Spirit.
来印证我们所讲的神的儿子的荣耀。
To prove the glory we're about to speak of, the glory of Son of God.
请我们读历代之下第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 3.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
所罗门就在耶路撒冷，耶和华向他父大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上，大卫所指定的地方，预备好了，开工建造耶和华的殿。我们读马太福音第十六章。十六章。我们总是三节
Verse 13
读到十八节
to 18。
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是伊利亚，又有人说是耶利米或者先知里的一位。耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约纳，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的启示你的，乃是我在天上的父启示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你。好，我们说这个地方，这两次的指示都应该换作启示。
Here, there are two times of revelation.
好。我们再读创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22。
创世纪二十二章一到十四节。
Verses 1 to 14。
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把我献为燔祭。”亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他地方去了。到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到我们这里来。”亚伯拉罕把燔祭柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，与之二人同行。以撒对他父亲说：“亚伯拉罕父亲呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在那里呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行，他们到了神所启示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里坐坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子， 放在坛的台上，亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说，我在这里。天使说，你不可从童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊小树中，亚伯拉罕又取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日人还说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。我们读历代至上
First Chronicles
二十一节
Chapter 21
我们先读第一节。
Let's read the first verse.
撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫，数点他们。好，我们再从十四节，九节读到十四节。
Verses 9 to 14.
耶和华吩咐大卫的先见贾德说：“你去告诉大卫说，耶和华如此说：我有三样灾。”随你选择一样，我好降于你。于是贾德来见大卫，对他说：“耶和华如此说，你可以随意拣选，或三年的饥荒，或败在你敌人面前，被敌人的刀追杀三个月，或在你国中有耶和华的刀，就是三日的瘟疫。耶和华的使者在以色列。”现在你要想一想，我好回复那差我来者的。大卫对贾德说：“我甚畏难，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手里。”于是耶和华将瘟疫给以色列人，以色列人就死了七万。来，往下读。神差使者去灭耶路撒冷，刚要灭的时候，耶和华看见后悔，就不降这灾，吩咐命令的天使够了，住手吧。那时耶和华的使者站在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场那里，大卫举目看见耶和华的使者站在天地间，手里有拔出来的刀，伸在耶路撒冷以上。大卫和长老都身穿麻衣，面伏于地。大卫祷告神说：“吩咐数点百姓的不是我吗？我犯了罪，行了恶，但这群羊做了什么呢？愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的父家，不要攻击你的民，像瘟疫。”我们再读24节到25节。大卫对阿尔南说：“不然，我必要用猪价向你买，我不用你的物献给耶和华，也不用白得之物献为燔祭。”于是大卫为那地平了600 shekel金子给阿尔南。大卫在那里为耶和华做了一座坛，献燔祭和和平祭，求告耶和华，耶和华就应允他，是火从天降在燔祭坛上。耶和华吩咐使者，他就受刀入鞘。好，我们最后读马太福音一章。
Last week, Matthew chapter 1.
一章第一节。
First verse.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，基督的家谱。这些圣经应该翻作亚伯拉罕的儿子，大卫的儿子，耶稣基督的来历。
The first verse should be translated into the son of Abraham, the son of David, Jesus, the genealogy of Jesus.
耶稣基督是借着这两个人带进来的。
For Jesus has been brought in by these two great people.
这次我们要讲到圣殿的启示和圣殿的生命。
This camp will talk about the revelation and the life of the temple.
我们第一件事要知道圣殿是件极其严重的事。
First of all, we have to know the temple is something very serious.
它是神百姓敬拜的中心。
Which is the central place of people's worship.
它是神百姓在那里信仰的中心。
Also the center of their belief.
差不多整本圣经都和圣殿发生关系。
The entire Bible has direct relationship with the temple.
以色列人他们得胜或者失败。
Whether Israelites overcome or fail.
他们荒凉或者他们复兴。
Or in desolation or revival.
和圣殿都发生紧密的关系。
It always has close relationship with the temple.
但是弟兄姊妹有一件事我们先要矫正。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, one thing we have to know.
我们要注意这个字，就是这个殿子。
Which is the word temple.
今年暑假我们讲神的家。
This summer we talk about the house of God.
其实神的家、神的殿，原文只有一个字。
Actually, the house of God and the house of temple, the temple of God are the same.
英文也只翻作一个字。
And in English is also the same word.
The house of God.神的家
which is the house of God.
我们所以中文翻到神的殿的时候也是 house of God, 神的家。
Actually, the Chinese verse came from the word house of God as well.
其实这是我们中国人的思想，所以我们的标题是要标我们中国人的思想不准确的地方了。
For temple, the word is Chinese way of thinking.
我们总觉得殿是比较庄严一点。
We always feel temple is something more solemn.
我们美国总统住的地方他们叫做白房子。
For example, the White House.
White House, 我们中国中文一出现，一定把它改作白宫。
Yeah, in Chinese, like White Palace.
总统住在一个白房子里，那太不像话了。
It doesn't sound right for the person dwelling in a White House.
我们讲白宫，这种味道很好。
So White Palace sounds.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，神所用这个字太奇妙了。
Yeah, God used this word very miraculously.
神从来没有殿的思想。
God never considered a palace.
神只有家的思想。
God only thinks of a house.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在使徒行传第七章。
In Acts chapter 7,
当斯蒂凡最后做见证的时候
when Stephen bare his last testimony,
他说天是神的座位
he said heaven is the throne of God,
地是神的脚凳
and earth is the footstool,
你们要到何等的殿宇来给他居住呢
and what kind of temple can we make for him to dwell in?
神既住在人手所造的殿里面呢
God dwell in a temple built by man?
历代志下到所罗门把圣殿建好了。
And in Second Chronicles, after Solomon finished,
当他祷告的时候
，when he prayed,
他说神其实不，这果然要和世人同住嘛。
Does God really want to dwell with men?
看到天上的天也不够他居住的。
Behold, heaven and the high heaven cannot contain him.
何况我的手所造的这个殿呢
？Not to mention the temple built by my hands.
在原文都是假。
Actually, the word temple are all houses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
神从来不和任何的受造或者任何的物质发生关系的
God never have any direct relationship with created ones or materials
所以圣殿在神面前没有价值
Therefore the house or the temple has no value
神的思想乃是神的家
And in his thinking is house
所以家就不一样了
Because house is different
啊，这个家的思想在以色列人中间是一段很远的时代
and this thought of house can be originated from
家是我们的居所
house is a dwelling place
当摩西他看见这件事的时候
when Moses saw this
他说世世代代你是我们的居所
he said Lord from generation to generation you are our dwelling place
从永远到永远
and from everlasting to everlasting
你是神
You are God.
到了九十一篇，摩西又说。
In Psalm 91, he said again.
住在至高者隐秘处的。
He said, He who abides in the secret place of the Most
High. 住在全能者的荫下。
Shall dwell under the shadow of the Most High.
这里我要论到我的神。
And I will speak of my God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个思想一直发展。
And this thought continued to expand.
到大卫的时候。成型了
Till the time of David became mature.
所以大卫的一生就为着神来建造这个家
Therefore David spent his whole life to build a house for the Lord.
他征战
He went through battles.
他受苦
And he suffered.
他都为了这个神的家去建
It was all for the building of God's house.
弟兄姊妹们说神的家我们和建的味道完全不一样了
God's house is different from God's temple.
一说到神的说到家子
When you talk about the word house,
我们就想到好多我们的亲人
and you will think of a lot of your relatives,
我们是同一个血缘的人
and people share the same blood,
所以我们同彼此相爱
and people that you love,
一说到家
when you speak of house,
我们立刻有感觉叫做安息
and you feel the feeling of rest,
哦，来到家我们就安息了
when we go home, we have peace,
当一个游子在外面流荡了好几年的时候
when a prodigal son wanders
心里最甜美的思想，我要回家了。
The sweetest thought would be, "Oh, I'm coming home."
现在我在回家的路中了。
I'm on my way home.
哦，家是何等好。
How great is to have
home. 当我回到家里，我就安息了。
When I return home, I will have rest.
当我回到家里，所有的重担都卸脱了。
And I can put down all my burdens.
回到家中，我们在路上一切的恐惧、忧虑都没有了。
All my fears and sorrows will be gone when I reach home.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，家是我们每一个人所要想到的、要需要的。
Home is something that we all need.
我们今天神的儿女也是一样。
Likewise for the children of God.
当我们的路走久的时候。
When we have walked a long way,
一生经过平安，经过忧患
you may go through a peaceful condition or suffering.
一生经过福分，经过征战
you may have blessings or battles.
没有一个真正神的儿女说不了的时候而不想家的。
Every child of God will miss heavenly home.
他等候一座城。
For he awaits a city.
我们竟亦然。
Likewise, we also.
并且我们还在路上走。
We are still walking on the way now.
望能够在那城中
And we wish to be in that city.
与他永为伴
To be with him forever.
享受他所预备
To enjoy everything he has prepared.
为此我们也愿意
Therefore we are willing.
以帐篷做纪律
To live in a tent.
和他同他可吃的
And to be a pilgrim just like him.
与主耶稣一同在这里做寄居客旅
To be a pilgrim just like Jesus.
哦，家。太伟大的思想了
Oh, sweet home, what a
神要建造这一个家
And God wants to build this house
弟兄姊妹所以神用那个字太宝贝了
Therefore this is a very precious word
太奇妙了
Very marvelous word too
在旧约叫 Bayis
In the Old Testament
这一个字很难翻它
House is also called Bayis、
这一个字它可以解释四种的情形
It has four meanings
一个他说
First of all,
是我们外面的房子
It's the physical building
这是个建筑那个 building
It's just a building
那么现在我们怎么说到一个属地的东西呢
How can we talk about something that's of this earth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们这个 building 有它的意思
A building has its meaning too brothers and sisters
这个 building 当然是一个属灵境界中的建筑
And this building is something in the spiritual realm
神圣生命永远不能的物质相联合的
The holy and divine life can never have any
我们来看神的家
Let's look at house of God
就是来看所罗门那个威严的庄严的殿
Let's look at the palace of King
Solomon 我们每一件事都需要经过耶稣基督那个永活的人子
Everything has to go through the living person Jesus Christ.
那个 living person 来看每一件事。
We have to see through a living person.
我们就看见那个殿活起来了。
And this building become alive to us.
它是一个生命的殿。
That is a building of life.
它是一个活的殿。
That's a living building.
它不是我们所讲的那个殿。
It's not a building, a physical building.
所以翻作神的家是很原文的。
Therefore, it's the house of God.
House of God.
It's appropriate to call it house of God.
弟兄姊妹们。当他说到那个 building 的时候
When he speaks of the building
这是一个活的。
That's a living building.
啊，在马太福音第十二章。
In Matthew chapter 12.
主耶稣说：“看哪。”
Jesus said, "Behold."
在这里有一个人比殿更大。
Here is someone who is greater than the temple.
殿说到耶稣基督。
Temple speaks of himself.
他才是伟大的殿。
He is the great temple.
到了约翰福音一章主又说：“你们。”拆毁这殿。
In John chapter 1 says, "You tore down the temple."
我要在三日内把它建造起来。
And I will rebuild it within 3 days.
圣经说，耶稣以自己的身体为殿。
The Bible tells us he was referring to himself.
他的身体才是我们的家。
For his body is our house.
哦，保罗在以弗所第二章。
In Ephesians chapter 2.
他说，弟兄们。所以你们不要再做客旅和寄居。
Paul says you are no longer strangers and foreigners.
你们是与圣徒同国。
So you are fellow citizens of faith.
是神家里的人了。
And of the household of God.
有耶稣基督自己为房角石。
And Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone.
各房都靠他联络的合适。
In him all buildings fitted together.
下面这句话真是好。
And what follows is even greater.
保罗成为一个在耶稣基督的里面。渐渐生长的圣殿
increases to a holy temple in Christ.
我们没有办法逃开我们中文说圣殿，其实它是 house.
Well, actually, the word temple here is the word house.
哪一个房子会生长的呢？
Have you ever seen a house that can grow?
我过十年再来看这个地方，它不会长一寸的。
I may come back 10 years later, the house will
grow inside. 这是一个物质的房子。
But this is a material house.
这是一个死的房子。
It's a dead house.
这和主没有关系。
And has nothing to do with the Lord.
主也不可能和死东西有关系。
And God has nothing to do with something that's dead.
哦，他要建造一个属灵的家。
And he wants to build up a spiritual house.
我们一同被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
And we're built up together on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
耶稣基督的家里，他是房角石。
And Jesus Christ is that cornerstone.
把我们所有的人都联合在一起。
And he fit us together in him.
叫我们渐渐在主耶稣里面长成那个家。
And gradually we increase to a holy house.
我们也与他同被建造。
We are built together with him.
成为神借着圣灵。居住的所在
and become a habitation of God in spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，何等伟大一个居所的思想！
What a great thought that is.
家是居所，
home is a dwelling place.
殿是居所，
temple is a holy place.
都是伟大的居所。
They all refer to this great dwelling place.
世世代代你是我的居所。
In all generations, God, you are my dwelling place.
差遣耶稣基督来。
You have sent your son Jesus Christ.
他是我们的居所。
And he is our dwelling place.
我们都住在主里面。
We all abide in him.
我们都在耶稣里面同归于一。
We all become one in Jesus Christ.
这是个活的居所。
This is a living place.
我们在他里面成为他居所，他居所里头的一部分。
In him, we all become part of his dwelling place.
他要把我们建造的那样的美好。
And he will build us up beautifully.
他要把我们这么多的人联络的那么的好。
And he will connect all of us together well.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在地上的万民万族，没有一个合一的。
You can see there's no harmony in any nation or country.
这五十年有了一个联合国。
Even though we have this United Nations,
这是全世界最不联合的国。
Yeah, that's the place that has most disputes.
没有一天不吵架的。
They always fight.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们神的家不是这样。
Yeah, the house of God is different.
哦，这是我们在耶稣基督里面慢慢的生长。
We grow gradually in Christ Jesus.
家是什么？
What is a house?
家是我们的父神。
Our house is our Father God.
家是什么？
What is house?
家是我们的救主耶稣基督。
The house is our Savior Jesus Christ.
家是什么？
What is the house?
我也是家里的一部分。
I'm also part of the house.
这一个家何等奇妙！
And this is a marvelous
house. 这就是今天我们侍奉的目标。
And this is the goal of our service.
我们工作的目标。
And the goal of our work.
我们受苦的意义。
And the meaning of our suffering.
我们代价的意义。
And that's why we pay the
price. 要让神的家兴旺起来。
Which is to prosper the house of God.
而我们都能居住在里面。
And we all dwell in the house.
而世上所有罪人。
And all sinners of this world.
当他们一蒙恩典。
Once they are saved.
他们第一个得着就是安息。
The first thing they will receive is peace.
世上没有安息。
And this come from the world.
耶稣基督里有爱子。
Only in Jesus Christ.
在这里才是神的家。
As in the house of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个字太奇妙了。
It's such a marvelous word.
它这个字也可以翻作，这个家里面所住着的人。
This word also means people that dwell in the house.
其实英文的 house 比中文的意思就多一点。
The meaning of house in English has more meaning in Chinese.
我们中国讲的 house 就那个房子。
When we speak in Chinese, when we say house, that's the physical building.
我告诉你们，我住在哪里。
I'll tell you where I live.
我的家。
My house
在 Cover City,
Lincoln
Avenue,
Lincoln
Avenue. 你往前走的看那个红砖的墙。
You see this brick house?
这是我的家。
That is my house.
这是我们中国人的思想。
That's the house.
哦，我忘记告诉你，我搬家了。
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you, I moved.
啊，我从 Lincoln Avenue 搬到 Lincoln Boulevard 去了。
I moved from Lincoln Avenue to Lincoln Boulevard.
想想，真是笑话不大通的哈。
Actually, this doesn't make sense.
哎，到我家来呀。
They come to my house.
你家在哪里呀、啊
啊、
我家在 Cover City 啊。
City?
对，我们是一个家就房子。
When we speak of
英文的 house 除了房子之外多了一个，就是里面的人。
Yeah, English, the English meaning contains people in the house.
所以你去查字典，它就 house is household.
If you look into the dictionary, it says house is
household. 包括在里面the人。
Which includes people dwelling in the house.
这个字。
And the word various.
它更多的意思
It has even more meaning
住在里面的人
Not only the people dwell inside
其他的人
And also other people that
住在里面的人当然是我们神的儿女
The people dwell in the house refers to the children of God
我们生在神的家中
We were born in the house of God
我们藏在神的家中
We grew up in the house of God
我们安息在神的家中
We also rest in the house of
God 在神的家中我们同被建造
We were built up together
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们这是我们神的儿女
这是
我们的家
That's our house.
今天我们来到这个地方
we come to here?
这个地方不是我们的家
This is not our house.
不我们还在神的家中
No, but we're still in the house of God
我们那么多住在这里我们才是神的家
Because we are the house of God
啊，所以我们到了天涯海角
No matter where we go
我们不孤单
We are never alone.
我自己有一段时候都不知道不饼的机会呢。
There's a period of time I didn't have a chance to break the bread.
我一面会觉得孤单呢。
I felt lonesome that way.
我想念纪念主。
And I really miss the Lord.
想起弟兄姊妹现在正在唱诗赞美主。
And I think of my brother and sister maybe in grace
on the bread. 我为什么不去纪念主呢
？And I really want to go.
有一天主就提醒我了。
And one day the Lord reminded me.
你和神的儿女没有分开呀。
He said you never are separated from children of God.
外面的孤单不算的呀。
Our loneliness is a
child. 你永远在神的家中啊。
You will always be in the house of God.
在这里你纪念主嘛。
Why don't you remember me right here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我觉得我家里头四点钟开始我们聚会的。
So 10 o'clock, I started at my home.
万他万望之王
了。I started seeing crown him with many crowns.
看他很深的疮痕啊。
Behold, many wounds on his side.
却是无限的荣光啊。
Yeah, that's full of glory.
我们赞美。
I pray.
诗歌唱完了。赞美他
I praise him
主我赞美你
And I praise him again and again
我的声音要融合到宇宙天下每一角落神的儿女里面去
And my voice will mingle into the many voices of many children
主我们赞美你
Oh Lord we praise him
今天在日光普照底下
In the sunlight I praise him
多少神的儿女赞美耶和华
So many children of God praising him
我的声音也投在其中
And my voice will go into that room
我是神家中的人
For I am one of the people in town
飞机里面送菜来的时候拿起一盒面包我们赞美主
Therefore we broke the bread
讲到今天是主日
And thought of that's the Lord's day
我在飞机上可以不饼
I was able to break the bread on the airplane
那就不要讲究那个饼有效没有效的
don't worry about whether it has eat or not
先生你要喝什么
And the steward said what do you want to drink
我从来不喝酒我都没有说 red wine
And I said give me the red wine even though I don't drink
red wine.
So they gave me the red wine
其实我有器官炎的酒一点不能喝的。
Actually, I should not take any wine because my sister doesn't drink.
当然，神的儿女也不喜欢喝酒。
Of course, I didn't like it.
那个时候啊 ，Lord's Day.
But that was the Lord's Day.
把面包吃一口。
So I had a bite of my
拿起酒来喝一口。
And sip from the cup.
杯中之血啊。
And I said, "This is your precious
blood." 用血你的约。
And the covenant is in the blood.
我靠着你的血。
And through your blood.
在天在地啊。
Even though I'm
on earth, I'm in heaven. 无论在世界上哪一个角落
，No matter where I go,
我就拿起救恩的杯来。 赞美主。
Can praise him by picking up the cup of salvation.
整个的救恩在我手中。
The entire salvation is in my hand.
这是我的份。
And this is my portion.
我不配。
Even though I'm not worthy.
杯中的宝血叫我配。
Yet the precious blood in the cup makes me worthy.
这个救恩太荣耀了。
What a glorious salvation.
他家中还有其他的人。
And yet there are other people.
好像他们的仆人。
Like servants.
好像他们的婢女
servant,
好像他们用银子买来的外邦人
Gentiles redeemed by silver,
好多人都在神的家中其他的人
There are many other types of people in the house of God
其实奴仆婢女他们也是神的儿女
Actually maids and servants are also children of God
因为他们蒙了一个呼召
Who have been called
他们特别来服侍神
To serve God
用他们整个时间来服侍神
With all their time
就好像我和伊利用伊利用上帝用他们一样的
Just like brother Ian and I and many brothers and sisters
God's servant.
We are God's servant.
这是我最喜欢的一个名字。
I really like that name.
我到律师楼里，他们总叫我 Reverend.
When I go to attorney's office, they will call me Reverend.
Reverend 叫做可敬的。
That means you are someone respectful.
那我们去传道人听的名片，自己也写 R E V 下面自己的名字。
You can see that on some of the business cards or ministers.
天下这种人的呀。
Do you think that's a proper name?
自己叫自己为可敬的呀。
That you call yourself the respectable.
下次马方也出去了，叫做我叫马可敬。
Brother Mark, can you do that? Call yourself.
当他那个张可敬。
Brother Chen.
这才是天下最不可敬的人了，你知道吧？
Actually, that's something not to respect.
我们是 God's servant.
We are God's servants.
这个我曾经卑微的仆人。
We are nothing but humble servants of God.
哦，那一天神找了我。
And one day God called me.
何等荣耀！
What a glory!
叫我来服侍神的儿女。
That I can come to serve the Lord.
赞美他。
Praise him.
到了大禧年的时候。
And come to the year of praise.
圣经注章记载这件事。
And it's recorded in the Bible.
大禧年来了。
When the year comes.
所有的仆人婢女都可以自由走。
All the servants and maids can be set free.
都被释放了。
They can be all released.
但是有一些仆人跟婢女。
But there are some maids or servants.
他们不想往外走。
Who do not want to leave the house.
他们来到主人面前。
So they return to the master.
我爱我的主人。
Says, I love my Lord.
和我主人的家。
And his household.
又因为我在你这里真好。
It's nice to be here.
我要永远做你的仆人。
And I want to be your servant forever.
主人就把他的耳朵要有个罪。
So the master will pierce through his ears and from now on
我身上带着仆人的记号
the servant has the mark of the servant
我身上有耶稣基督的记号
it's the mark of Jesus Christ
人都不要打扰我
and no one should bother me
因为我的耳朵上有洞因为记号是主人打的
there's a mark being pierced by my master
从今以后
from now on
我只侍奉一位主
I only serve one
master 从今以后
From now on,
我的耳朵只听一个人的话
I only hear one voice
哦、oh, 听主人的命令
Which is order from my Lord
我们没有别的本事
I have no other way
我们就伏在我的主人面前
I bow down before him
听吩咐
And listen to his order
这是主的仆人
That's the servant of the Lord
主的婢女也是一样
Likewise for the maid
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们也有从用银子从外邦买来的人
And also Gentiles purchased by through silver
保罗说你们要为他们受割礼
Paul says circumcise them
他们也变成家中的人了
so they became part of the house of God
我们也是从银子外邦买来的
we're also Gentiles purchased by Christ
圣经以赛亚书是说亚伯拉罕不认识我们呢
actually Abraham didn't know us
雅各他说我不知道他们呢
and Jacob would say I have no idea who they are
亚伯拉罕我们不同种族的
because we're of different race
他们是中东的人那个鼻子很高的
they are people from Middle East
他们各方面和我们不一样的
They look different from us
当然是肉体子孙了
They know their seed
有一天我跑来了我说我是亚伯拉罕的子孙
One day I said I'm the offspring of Abraham
以赛亚说亚伯拉罕不认识他们
Isaiah says Abraham will not recognize them
雅各看了我怎么出来这么个子孙
And Jacob be surprised at offspring like that
你从中国来是我的子孙
You Chinese from China are offspring
但是我耶和华神永远是我们的父
Yet Lord God is always our father
我们是亚伯拉罕的属天子孙
We are the heavenly offspring of Abraham
亲爱的弟兄们这个家多大
This is such a great house
包括家中各样的人
Which includes all kinds of people
还有第三个解释
And this is the third meaning to this word
这个解释说 这个你可以解释说在这个家中一切发生的事。
Which is everything that happens in the
house. 哦，这一句话太好了。
This is something good too.
我们的家太大了。
Our house is so great.
我们的一族开始。
It starts from our forefathers.
多少的君王先知啊。
Many saints, many prophets.
都在这个家里面。
Are all included in the house.
新约时代开始了。
And when the New Testament comes.
多少的使徒和先知。
Many apostles and prophets.
一代又一代。带过来的神的儿女
and children of God through generations
都在这个家里头
are all included in the house
时间一直从古代到今日
and it's through many generations
地面在全地球之广
and it covers the entire earth
我们是神的家
we all are the house of God
弟兄姊妹们在这个家中有多少美丽的事情发生
and many beautiful things happen
有多少轰轰烈烈的事情发生
and many great things happen
对大卫写诗篇八十七篇
about David Wrote,
神的城啊
oh, the city of God,
有荣耀的事是这您说的
glorious things are spoken of thee
但是也不完全是这样
but that is not completely
有的时候有很丑陋的事发生
sometimes you have dreadful things
有很可怕的事发生
something horrible happens
这才是个真实神的家
but that is the true house of God
用他的大智慧来掌握每一件事发生
God controls everything that happens with his great wisdom 该因
听说嫉妒
Came because of jealousy.
起来杀了他的兄弟亚兄弟那个亚伯。
Kill Abel his brother.
那个那些，克拉党的人。
And Korah. And
他们起来要争夺更高的属灵地位。
They also rose up to fight for a higher spiritual position.
利未人要取得祭司地位了。
And Levites once again the.
他们竟然背叛了摩西。
Therefore, they rebelled against Moses.
也背叛了活的神。
Also, the living God.
这也是何等可怕。
And what dreadful thing that was.
我这里侍奉主五十一年过来了。
I have served the Lord for over 15 years.
看见神家中轰轰烈烈的事。
And I've saw many great things happen.
看见弟兄姊妹的殉道的心志。
And that great heart for the Lord.
二十年我在中国出路。
And for 20 years I went in and out of
China. 看见多少了不起的事。
And I saw so many great things happening.
弟兄和弟兄相爱的。弟兄能够为弟兄舍命、啊、
How brother loved each other and willing to die for each other
太伟大了
That was truly great
所以我这么爱去中国
So I really love to go to China
但是我中国也并不是没有丑陋的事
Yeah, but that doesn't mean nothing bad happened over there
在外面有一群人叫地方教会、啊、
And there's a group called local church
我这边倒讲完了我正想登在 Los Angeles Times
I wish my message can be printed on LA Times
我一封 public letter
It will be a public letter from me.
我要 challenge 了
Because I want to challenge them.
Church ground 到底是什么
What is the ground for the church?
我们今天讲的叫 church ground.
Tonight we'll talk about the ground for the church.
叫别人来
You want to debate? Come.
当然我真的会不会生我还没有祷告清楚
I need to pray for this.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Oh, brothers and sisters.
神的家
The house of God.
哦，包括在一切所有进行的事
Which includes all things that happen in the house.
但是我知道一件事
Yeah, one thing I know.
我们的神
Our God.
我们的救主
And our Savior.
他是赐家之主啊
Who is the giver of the
house? 他是我们的元首啊
Who is the head of us?
非常注意神家中进行的事
Who pays close attention to
this 他能够知道你的动机
He knows our motives.
他能够知道你的意念
He knows our thinking.
他注意每一件在背后所行的事
He pays close attention to everything happens.
我们能不能经得起主的光照呢
Can we endure that kind of...
今天我们的行为所做的事能不能像那一天的洁白的细麻衣那么白呢
Can we stand before him while we have done
today? 我们要求主怜悯我们
We need to have his mercy
最后神的家的意思
And the last meaning of the house of God
很简单是个 family
It's family
一个家庭
A family
家庭是缩小了
That's a smaller scope
家庭多可爱
How lovely to have a family
我有我的家庭
I have my family
啊这一次我的儿女回家来了，Christmas 都忘记了 ，Christmas 是什么
？During Christmas, all my family members.
他要到我房间里面来，我的这个奖章还正在难产呢。
I was still trying to write a message.
我那里进来说可以进来了吗
？My wife said, "Can we come in now?"
给我十分钟，给我十分钟。
I said, "I need 10 more minutes."
再等等，我说可以进来了吗
？Again, she said, "Can we come in?"
再给我十分钟，
给我十分钟。I said, "I need 10 more minutes."
结果说进来了。
Finally, I said, "Come in."
那个人把衬衫拿出来，那个人把领带拿出来。 careful. 一定要穿啊。
I'll find me this window of gifts and says, you have to wear them during the conference.
我穿了这个领带吗？我也觉得很奇怪吗？真的，我一定穿。
Actually, I feel kind of awkward, but I will wear them.
Your family 啊。
That's what you call the family.
啊 ,family 不同啊。
Family is different.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我大女儿抱了个小娃娃回来。
My oldest daughter brought a baby home.
众人称赞，这个女孩子，小女儿太漂亮了。
Everybody said, oh, she looks beautiful.
啊，在我这个祖父手中抱着。
I hold the baby in my hand.
我看一看。
I look around.
对吧，漂亮，漂亮，漂亮。
And I said, she is beautiful.
你要听我讲老实话吗？
Or you want my honest opinion?
和你讲啊。
She said, go ahead.
我赶不上妈妈小的时候漂亮。
I said, well, not as pretty as your mom when she was little.
是双眼皮比你漂亮的。
She said, because she had double eyelids.
整个的脸没有你漂亮的。
She's not as beautiful when you were little.
那我还可以跟人比漂亮呢。
And my daughter says, I don't think so.
我年纪过了四十岁了，还比这么漂亮了。
I said, you're in your 40s, so don't fight with you.
好好的追求主。
Just pursue the Lord.
我们的日子中的如水一样过去了。
Because our days pass away just like water.
剩下的就是什么呢？
What do we have left?
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
家庭。
The family.
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 我们都保护我们家中的人。
We always protect our family.
我们都为我们家里的人求利益。
We always ask for the benefit of family.
我们家里的人有祸了，我们是奋不顾身出去帮助。
We always try very hard to help our family members who are in trouble.
我们是一个 family.
For we are a family.
这是神的家。
And this is the family of God.
弟兄姊妹记得。
So remember this.
属灵的儿女，我们的关系，弟兄姊妹的关系。
The relationship with brothers and sisters
胜过一切血肉 一切其他的关系
surpasses all other relationships
我们刚到台湾的时候
when we first came to Taiwan
那个时候很危险的
it was very dangerous
不晓得共产党什么时候来就收拾我们了
because we weren't sure when the communists would come and take us over
那个共产党不是现在的共产党
the communists there was different
大喊血洗台湾的
because they had proclaimed to clean us
所以那个时候什么弟兄姊妹进来的时候没有人敢担保的
And we didn't know when they would come and take us over.
担保了，万一他是个匪谍，明天抓去了，我和一起坐监。
No one can guarantee that.
冤枉的人很多啊。
A lot of people were put in prison by
error. 我知道的就很多啊。
And I knew quite a few.
问他们，他们说宁可冤枉3000呢。
And I argued with them. They said, "Well, I would rather."
也不能错漏掉一个。
We would rather erroneously kill 3,000 rather than let one lose.
大家不敢保。
And therefore, no one wants to
die. 只有一位
赵
老弟兄。
And only one brother down.
他真是一个属灵生命丰富的人。
Who has very abundant spiritual life.
聪明的人啊。
Also very intelligent man.
哦，他是个很大的一个商人啊。
He also was a businessman.
他有一次上海站起来说 ，without $1 in my hand.
And he stood up one time and he said, without $1 in my hand.
我不晓得我家产每一文都给主了。
And I will give them all to the Lord.
这个人太伟大了。
This is such a great
thing. 你说哪个弟兄没人保，我保。
Whenever he saw, he heard people are in trouble, he said, I will take care of it.
那么有这个弟兄姊妹怕这个老弟兄糊涂了，你这个闯祸的，你是教会中的第一号长老啊。
And other brothers just try to persuade him not to do that.
你不大愿意告诉他。
And so they try to keep those secrets.
他听见了，我保。
Because he will say, I take care of it.
有弟兄说，只要有血亲才能保，你叫什么亲啊
？And they say, you're not his relative. How can you take care of it?
我和他什么亲？
He said, we are not relatives.
我和他保血亲。
We are relatives through the blood of Jesus Christ.
你所有的亲都亲。
Which is closer than
我保我保。
Therefore, I will do it.
弟兄姊妹真是爱弟兄。
He truly loves brothers.
没有考虑的。
He does not think the second time.
危险的。
He doesn't know what danger is.
现在我们要看见。
And the worst thing.
那现在四个字说明神的家，那个。卑也是那个字啊。
There are four meanings to the word 卑也。
那现在我们看属灵的生命必须要建到属灵生命上面。
We know the spiritual life has to be built upon spiritual life.
马太福音第16章是第一次主使到教会。
Matthew 16 is the first time the Lord spoke of the word church.
也第一次知道建造教会。
Also the first time speaking of the building of the church.
我们一直想盖个教会嘛，先找个地嘛。
Every time we want to build a church, we'll find a ground.
第一要 location 好。
It has to be at a very good location.
第二要靠近 freeway.
And better be close to the freeway.
啊，你不晓得讲的什么价了。
Actually, that's not how you look for a house.
这是我们聚会的会所意思。
That's just a building where we meet.
神的家在我们身上。
For the house of God is on us.
哦，有点主就回答了，发了个大的问题。
One day, the Lord had this question.
向着全世界人挑战。
He He challenges to all men.
你们说我人子是谁？
Who do you say the Son of Man is?
哎呀，这些门徒们就乱想了。
And all disciples gave
all
kinds of
answers. 有的人说是约翰。
Some says you are John the
Baptist. 有的人说是以利亚。
Or Elijah.
有的人说是耶利米。
Or Jeremiah.
有的人说是先知中的一位。
Or one of the prophets.
哎，西门彼得过来说了。
And Simon came over and said,
你是基督。
You are Christ.
是活神的儿子。
And the Son of Living God.
这句话，我们新约圣经的儿女哪一个不会讲？
This is something we all know as children of God.
但是那一天彼得讲这个话，
Yeah, when Peter said that,
他的根是出于圣灵在里面的启示。
It was all coming from the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
那就大不同了。
That was very different.
所以说西门发约纳。
Therefore, Jesus is Simon the
Son of Jonah. 你是有福的。
Blessed are you.
这不是说血肉这个指示你的。
For this is not revealed to you by man.
这是我天上的父启示的。
By my heavenly Father.
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
我要把我的教会。
And upon this rock.
建造在这个磐石上。
I will build my church.
应付人们。
Hades cannot overcome it. And I will also
give you the keys of the heavenly kingdom.
The meaning of the word Peter is a little rock.
Actually, it's so different from the word rock in
the context. Peter's name means a little stone.
而下面的磐石, the rock.
And Jesus said, upon the rock,
万固磐石,
which is the rock of ages.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你若问天主教徒,
if you ask a,
他们告诉你这个磐石是基督, 而只是彼得,
they will say the word rock here refers to Peter.
所以他们把彼得做他们第一任的教皇。
So they are named him to be the
first. 你若问基督徒,
if you are a Christian,
我们回答你说这个磐石是基督,
and we'll tell you the word rock here refers to Jesus Christ.
错的教训,
that was the wrong teaching.
一个是对的教训。
Right.
我们知道对的教训怎么办呢？
And what are we going to do with the right?
我怎么把教会建造在基督身上呢？
How can I build a church upon Jesus Christ?
少了一句话。
Because we're missing something.
因为在这里，圣灵启示了基督。
Here, the Holy Spirit revealed Christ to
you. 什么时候？
Whenever.
圣灵把基督启示。
When Holy Spirit revealed Christ.
这就是教会建造的基地。
That is the ground upon which church can be built.
圣灵。把教会必须要建造在树林森林上。
Because the Holy Spirit has to build God's church upon the spiritual
life. 来到历代志下第三章第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1.
所罗门要建造圣殿了。
When King Solomon was about to build the temple,
他要找一个基地。
He was looking for
建立 ground 建立。
He was looking for a ground to build.
其实呢是不需要他寻找的。
Actually, he did not have to look for one.
因为大卫早就给他找好了。
For David has prepared one for him.
也不能说是大卫找的。
Actually, it wasn't David actually.
他说耶和华神向他显现。
Because the Lord appeared to David.
在阿尔南的禾场。
On the threshing floor.
耶和华神向大卫显现。
The Lord appeared to David.
所指定的地方。
He has appointed that people man.
建造圣殿。
Upon which to build his temple.
这一节圣经不得了。
This is such a great verse.
这节圣经包括两个伟人呢。
Well, this verse has included two giants.
跟亚伯拉罕和摩利亚山发生关系。
Because Abraham has something to do with Mount Moriah.
大卫和阿尔纳禾场发生关系。
And David has a lot of relationship with the threshing floor of Ornan.
说到两个伟人的最大的生命啊。
We're talking about the climax of the spiritual life of these two people.
都是年老的时候成熟的生命啊。
It all happened during their old age when their spiritual life reached
the 他们登峰造极的生命啊。
In their spiritual life.
亚伯拉罕在创世纪二十二章。
In Genesis chapter 22.
在那个时候他年老了。
Abraham was old.
他一百十几岁了。
He was over 100 years old.
哦，他那个时候生命成熟了。
His spiritual life was very mature.
登峰造极了。
Was very mature.
神要给他最后一个试验。
So God has one last trial for him.
也是最严酷的试验。
And something very crucial too.
有点清早晨呼叫他。
One morning, he called
Abraham.
He said, Abraham.
亚伯拉说我在这里。
And he said, here I am.
把你的儿子。
Bring your son.
就是你独生的儿子。
Which is your only son.
你所爱的以撒。
The one you love.
带往摩利亚山地去。
And bring him to Mount Moriah.
献为燔祭。
And offer him up as burnt offering.
这个命令太可怕了。
This is such a terrible order.
有理性的人都不能接受的。
It's hard for people to accept.
神的怎么发这个命令呢？
How can God give such an order?
这个命令不合你自己的性情的。
Because it's not like you at all.
杀活人献祭啊，都是些异教啊。
To kill people alive, that's from cult.
所以圣经是绝对禁止任何用活的人献祭的。
Therefore, never see people kill people to offer.
怎么用我的儿子献祭呢？
How can you ask me to offer my son as the offering?
我们一定要和神争论呢。
We will argue with God.
而且我一生的艰难。
And you know all the difficulties in my life.
都为了一个目标，叫做以撒。
For to obtain the son Isaac.
我所付的多少代价
？I paid great price.
我学了多少的功课
？And I learned a lot of lessons.
一切都为了以撒。
All because of Isaac.
而且神一次一次向我显现。
And you appeared to me again and again.
而你给我立了这么大的一个约。
And you also have made this great covenant with me.
而这个约建立在以撒身上。
And it's all based upon my son Isaac.
你应许给我多少的福分
？And you have promised so many blessings.
福分都在约。以撒的身上。
It also based upon Isaac.
应许我国度。
You promised to have a kingdom.
而且我生的出来的比天上的星还要多。
And you also said my offspring will be as many as stars in the sky.
这些是建立在以撒身上。
And they're all based upon my son Isaac.
若是以撒死了
，If Isaac is dead,
我一生的代价和走的路都无意义了。
Then all my life would become insignificant.
而且你知道，你可以想得到，亚伯兰多爱以撒。
And you know how much Abraham loved Isaac.
一百岁得来的儿子。
He got him when he was 100 years old.
经过多少痛苦的经历得来的儿子。
He suffered much for the son.
亚伯兰是个很有感情的人。
Abraham has a lot of emotion for him.
神厌恶夏甲。
And God didn't like Hagar.
驱逐以实玛利。
And cast out her son.
他赶的时候。
When they were doing that,
只有亚伯兰充满了感觉。
Only Abraham had a lot of affection for the boy.
怎么说夏娃是个避孕还是他的妻子啊？
Because Hagar was her second wife.
怎么样说，以实玛利还是他的儿子、啊、
？No matter what, that son was also his son.
他不知道怎么办了、啊。
And he didn't know what to do.
亚伯兰心中忧愁。
So he grieved.
他给他一皮带的水。
So he gave him a pot of water.
因为神说财产没有一文可以给以实玛利。
For God says he shall have no inheritance from your house.
那么大的旷野。
And he sent a boy in the wilderness.
一皮带的水。
He gave him a bag of water.
一皮带很大很重、啊。
And that's a huge bag.
一只牛。拔掉把皮剥下来吹得膨胀了才成了一个皮带装水、啊、
It's about the size of a cow、
哦、一个 lady 不容易捡起来
It's hard for his wife to carry
亚伯兰被他把他举起来
So Abraham picked it up
放在夏甲的身上
And laid it on her shoulder
亚伯兰就到处流露他的感情
You see he has a lot of affection
他是个那么有爱的人、啊、
He's someone who has a lot of love
他爱以撒那不要说了
So not to mention the kind of love he has for
you. 远远超过他自己的生命。
Even greater than his own life.
若是我可以用性命来换以赛亚。
If he could take this place.
太欢喜了。
He would be willing to do it.
我可以失掉我的生命来保全以撒生命啊。
He would rather sacrifice his own life to save his
own life. 他成为伟大的父亲。
Yeah, this great father.
地上没有一个父亲爱儿女的爱像亚伯拉罕一样的。
No one on earth has a great love.
这是地上最大的爱了。
That is the greatest love in this world.
但他的表现很特别。
Yeah, he's a manifestation of it.
把你以撒献作燔祭。
When the Lord says, "Offer up your son."
他没有声音。
He didn't say a word.
他不埋怨。
He did not complain.
他不求问。
He did not ask.
他不祷告。
He did not pray.
他不和神争执。
He did not reason with the Lord.
他马上把柴劈好了。
Immediately he prepared the wood.
放在驴子上。
And put upon the donkey.
带着两个仆人和他的儿子以撒就往。要走三天路到摩利亚山的。
Brought two servants and his son walked 3 days to Mount Moriah.
三天路熬炼父亲的心啊。
Those 3 days looked like a terrible trial.
怎么可能呢？
How could it be?
献燔祭有规矩的。
There's a certain rule about offering.
需要献的人自己把柴摆好。
First of all, the person has to put up the wood.
自己把祭牲绑起来。
And bind up the animal.
自己杀了那个祭牲。
And slay the animal. Slay that sacrifice.
然后切成八块。
And cut into 8 pieces.
放在台上。
And put upon the wood.
亲自用火。
And burn with fire.
烧燔祭。
To kill.
现在的燔祭不是牛羊啊。
Now the sacrifice is not ox.
是他的儿子。
It's his son.
他的独生子啊。
His only son.
他最爱的儿子啊。
And the son he loved the most.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
哦，这最大的。
That is the greatest love.
接待没有别的原因。
Now for no other reason.
整个的故事都交在一个交点上，叫做爱。
There's nothing but love in the entire story.
亚伯拉罕爱以撒。
Abraham loves Isaac.
地上无人能及。
And no one can love as much as he does.
有一天。
Yet one day.
有一个神的爱。
The love of God.
和地上完全不同的爱。
A love which is different from this world.
这有爱寻找了我。
Which has sought us.
这有爱临到了我。
It has come upon us.
这有爱充满了我。
It has filled me.
这有爱不得了啊。
This is a great love.
不是一切地上的爱能比的。
It's something the love of this world cannot compare.
有一些天上的大爱和地上最大的爱交叉在一起了。
One day the great love from heaven and the great love on earth intersect.
叫在交叉口上
They meet together,
神的大爱一下把地上的爱压倒了
and heavenly love overcome the earthly love
弟兄姊妹我们的心要激动啊
our hearts rejoice
我们的神啊
our God
神就是爱啊
God is love
所以我们舍得一切都给神的
therefore we're willing to give him all we have
别人把我们当作渔网
People thought we're foolish.
别人把我们当作发疯了。
They thought we are crazy.
不是。
No, it is not.
我们都爱这些东西啊。
We love things of the world.
但是神的爱来了。
But when the love of God comes,
一切都去了。
Everything else is
valueless. 没有挣扎。
No more struggle.
没有埋怨。
No complaint.
没有请问。
No question.
没有恳求。
No asking.
神就是神。
God is God.
他圣。
And he obeyed.
Oh, 就那两个仆人说，你们停在这里。
So he told his two servants, "Stay here."
我们过去拜一拜。
We will go up there and worship.
Oh, 那个最完全的敬拜。
That's a complete and absolute worship.
神的爱在亚伯拉罕身上显得那么样的美啊。
And God's love is so beautiful, manifested through
Abraham. 到了山上。
When they went up to the mountain,
啊，以撒亲自绑起来。
He bound up Isaac.
那个时候以撒16岁。
Isaac was about 16 years old.
要绑太不容易了。
It wasn't easy to bind up a young boy.
哦，拿起刀来。
And he picked up the knife.
要做天下最残忍的事。
He was about to do the cruelest thing in this world.
最伟大的父亲。
This greatest father on earth.
爱最大的父亲。
The father who had the most love.
亲手。
Was about to kill his own son personally. While he stretched out his hand,
神的声音从天而来。
A divine voice came down from heaven.
正是来的这个当口呢。
And at the right time,
你不可从这个孩子上动手。
Stop! Do not harm him.
一点也不可害怕。
Do not harm him.
亚伯拉罕手中还举着刀呢。
So his hand was still in the air.
他四围观看。
He looked around.
不料。
And to his surprise,
真是不料。
Really was the surprise.
没有一个人能够想得到。
No one could imagine that.
看见一只羔羊。
He saw a ram.
两个脚扣在树木当中。
Whose horns are caught in a thicket.
神没有让亚伯兰做这件残忍的事。
God did not let Abraham to kill his son.
神自己做了。
Yet God did it himself.
为着爱我们，舍了他的儿子。
In order to love us, he has given up his only son.
爱我们，把他的儿子挂在十字架上。
In order to love us, he has sacrificed his son on the tree.
而神到了时候，亲自击杀他的儿子。
And he killed him personally when the time comes.
何等的爱呀！
What a great love that was.
有的诗歌有一些诗歌，我真是每唱都感动啊。
I love this particular hymn.
神啊，神啊！
Oh God,
你为什么竟然摧残呢？
How should slay your son?
那个最顺服你的人啊。
How can you destroy the one who's most obedient?
但是这是为我。
Oh, it's all because of me.
若是耶稣不上十字架。
If Jesus does not go up to the cross.
若是父亲不杀他的儿子。
If the heavenly father does not kill the son.
罪人求救无门啊。
Then I will have no way out.
这个羔羊两个脚扣在树上。
And this ram whose horns were caught in the thicket.
这个牺牲不需要绑的。
This sacrifice doesn't have to be bound up.
哦，神的爱。
The love of God.
哦，子的爱。
The love of Son.
耶稣基督的爱。
The love of Jesus Christ.
父舍了儿子。
The Father gave up his
Son. 儿子甘愿舍命。
And the Son also willingly sacrificed himself.
两个脚是他的能力。
The horns speak of his power.
他把所有能力扣在树上。
He confined all his power onto the thicket.
树就是十字架。
The tree refers to the cross.
圣经好几处的讲到十字架的原文是树。
And many times the cross, the word cross is the word tree.
耶稣基督把他能力扣在十字架上。
Jesus Christ confined all his power upon the tree. 受
尽一切的痛苦。
He endured all suffering.
为我们人人尝了滋味。
And taste the flavor of death for all.
弟兄姊妹，人的最大的爱。
That's the greatest love of man.
人的最大的顺服。
And the greatest obedience of man.
人的最大的敬拜。
And the greatest worship man.
那个爱神爱得那么深啊。
And the love toward God is so deep.
什么理由都不问了。
And did not reason or ask why.
到了要杀他比他性命还要保爱的儿子啊。
He was about to kill his most beloved son.
一下把神的大爱引出来了。
And that action draw out the love of God.
哦，神圣大爱啊。
Oh, that holy love.
啊，清流了。
He poured it down. He would not let Abraham to kill his own son.
他的儿子扣在树上。
But he allowed his own son to be caught.
我们的救主甘愿舍命。
Our Savior was willing to sacrifice.
当保罗讲到最深的真理的时候，
when Paul spoke of the truth,
讲到一个时候他被爱感动了。
To the point that he was greatly touched. 神的
仆人都要这样。
And all the servants of God should be like that. 弟兄
姊妹，蒙恩的人都要这样。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we should be like that too.
不然，他说他是爱我。
All of a sudden, Paul says he loved me.
为我舍己。
And he gave his only life for me.
用这句话来结束个最深奥的痛定，十架痛定的证明。
He ended that at the end of.
因此，摩利亚就成为圣殿的基地。
Therefore, Mount Moriah becomes the ground for the church.
还有一点，范围讲的实在时间太长，不讲去了一点，可以讲完吗
？Should I continue to talk about
Dave? 阿尔纳的合唱。
The threshing floor.
什么叫做合唱
？What is threshing floor mean?
合唱打麦子的地方。
That's a place you thresh wheat. 筛
麦子的地方。
Where you sift wheat.
主耶稣说：“我要。”用簸箕养尽我的肠。
Jesus says, "I will use a winnowing fork to clean up."
把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
The fork and I will use unquenchable fire.
把麦子
放
在
仓里。And gather together wheat in the barn.
把麦子。
Threshing the wheat.
叫麦子离开这个祸困。
So the wheat can come out of the sheaf.
筛麦子。
Sift the wheat.
叫糠皮分开。
So the chaff can be separated.
叫生命分开的经历，十架的经历。
And that's the experience of the work of the
cross. 这一个君王一生都十架道路。
And this king has walked on the way of the cross all his life.
到了他晚年的时候。
Until his old age.
生命成熟了。
He was mature.
神给他一个厉害的试验。
So God gave him a very serious test.
其实那个时候，要是非要叫大卫犯罪，并不容易的。
It wasn't easy for David to sin at that time.
撒旦激动他。
Yet Satan came to stir him up.
数点民数。
He moved him to count his people.
数点民数怎么不对呢？
What's wrong with numbering your people?
圣经里面有民数记的。
But don't we have the book of numbers?
点了还点了。
They numbers it so many times.
这是神的命令。
But those numbering are from the
book
of God. 大卫
数点民数。
When David numbered here,
那是要知道君王的荣耀。
He just want to show his majesty.
一个至高的心在里面。
It was out of his pride.
要看见我的不加以多少的力量。
You want to see how powerful his kingdom is.
大卫是个属神的人。
Yet And he is a man of God.
这个生命最好的时候。
And he was mature in his
life. 君王命令一出去不能收回来。
Once he said it, he could not respond.
但他的命令一出去，说大卫心中自责。
Yeah, he regretted once he said that.
好，拿单来了。
假
的，两个先是不一样。假的。
The prophet Gad came over.
啊，他说你得罪耶和华了。
That you have sinned against the Lord.
现在神把三个方向放在你面前。
Now we give you three choices.
大卫真是不同啊。神从来没对一个人说，我把几样方向你选选看。
David is so different that he's only one that God gives choices to.
大卫真是蒙爱的人。
He truly was loved by God.
神的朋友。
He is the friend of God.
三样东西不可以不一件不选了，你要选一件。
I give you three options.
一个，你的国家国度里面七年饥荒。
That you have famines for 7 years.
一个，你在敌人面前逃跑。
Or you escape before your adversary
for 3 months. 被刀追杀三个月。
And be taken over by sword.
还有一个。
Or
你命的使者有要将瘟疫。
And the plague will come upon your people.
大卫看一看三样哪一样都吃不消。
And David looked at them and he could not eat any one of them. 大卫
太认识神了。
And he was someone who knew God.
竟然他出来一个办法，他不选了。
So he got this idea.
他说我心中实在为难。
Instead of choosing, he said, "I'm truly distressed."
看看这三个，我一样不敢选了。
And I didn't want to choose from any of these.
他不选也不行啊。
Yet he had no choice.
讲了一句话。
So he said.
这句话真的感动神的心啊。
He said something that moved God's heart.
我愿意落在耶和华的手中。
I'm rather falling into the hands of God.
因为他有丰盛的恩典。
For he has loving mercy.
我不愿意落在人的手中。
And I will not want to be falling into the hands of man.
好，
另外一
说，神给他选了。
So God made a choice for him.
这个瘟疫不是一点点来的，整个来的。
The plague does not come gradually. It came upon a city.
一下就死了70,000人
了。And 70,000 were killed right away.
啊，那个明明使者来到耶路撒冷上空了。
And then the angel of the Lord came upon.
要毁灭耶路撒冷。
And was about to destroy.
大卫拿着香炉，有两束圣经记载这个事了，有不同啊。
And Dave brought his incense.
来到这个瘟疫当中啊。
And came upon his among his people.
举着香炉祷告。
And he prayed toward the Lord.
犯罪的岂不是我吗？
And he said, Did I sin against you?
得罪神的岂不是我吗？
Did I offend you?
求你攻击我和我的父家。
Please attack and punish me and my household.
你也不要攻击群羊。
But not the sheep.
父神的心真是感动。
And father's heart was greatly moved.
这是大卫。
This is how David prayed.
瘟疫停止。
So the plague stopped.
停止在阿尔那的火场上。
And it stopped right at the threshing floor of Ornan.
就是要分开大卫生命的地方。
And that's the place he was separated his natural
life. 这是大卫好两次在火场上的。
And several times he'd be on the threshing floor.
叫他经过艰难的。
Through suffering.
叫他的魂生命跟灵生命分开。
So his soul life and spiritual life can be separated.
火场。
The threshing floor.
他就用金子买了这块地。
With gold, he purchased the land.
两个兄弟连在一起的。
And it's owned by two brothers.
一个叫亚劳纳。
One is Arana.
一个叫阿尔纳。
One is Ornan.
他们两个都不是以色列人啊。
They were not Israelites.
他们是外邦人。
They were Gentiles.
外邦人是最坏的人。
And probably the most the worst among Gentiles.
迦南七族啊。
They're from one of the seven races.
耶利哥那个这一族是耶布斯人啊。
It's from Jericho.
这个说属于鬼魔的人。外邦人中加拿七族就是鬼魔嘛。
And seven races in Canaan refers to devils in the Bible.
我们一生一世与神为仇为敌的人。
They are the enemies against children of God.
我们竟然蒙了恩了。
And they are blessed.
我们不仅罪不了赦免。
And just like us, not only are we forgiven.
我们得着了耶稣基督的珍贵生命做赎价。
Also, we receive His precious life.
我们能够来到以色列境界做子民。
And we become children of God.
我们还能给。借到圣殿的坚壁有份呢、啊。
We also partake in the church ground.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神的事都建造在属灵神的生命上。
God's house can only build upon spiritual life.
所以到了历代志下三章第一节。
Therefore, Second Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1.
所罗门要建造圣殿。
When King Solomon was about to build the temple.
那个圣殿的坚壁早就那不就找好了。
And that the ground is already prepared.
就他父亲大卫。
It was prepared by his father.
神向他父亲显现的那个摩利亚山的阿尔纳火场。
Also the place God appeared to his father David on threshing floor of Ornan.
我们的坚壁建到最树林的经历上。
All our building has been built upon spiritual experiences.
我们都要往前。
We all have to press forward.
爱神不顾一切的。
And we were willing to do all for the Lord.
看看我心中还有什么超过神的爱的。
Check inside. What do I have is more than
我们进入十架的生命啊。
We go through the life of the cross.
一生都十架道路。
Walk on the way of the cross all our life.
最后还要把我们的魂和灵剖开啊。
At the end, our spirit and soul will be separated.
叫君王在最卑微的地上。
So we become humble on earth.
要怕那个耶和华使者的道啊。
And be afraid of the sword of the messenger of the Lord.
买了那块地来作为属作为圣殿的 ground 建立。
And purchase that lot to be the ground.
回到马太福音一章第一节。
Back to Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
新约圣经开启的地方。
And that's the beginning of the New Testament.
大卫的儿子。
The son of David.
亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And the son of Abraham.
耶稣基督的来临。
Genealogy of Jesus Christ.
我们都要用我们的生命把耶稣基督带回来。
We need to bring Jesus Christ back with us.
现在我们正要迎接我们救主第二次回来。
We are waiting for his second coming.
前几天我正在写预言。
I was writing some prophecies.
写得害怕了。
And to the point I got scared.
没有应验的不多了。
Because not many left.
主，你在门口了。
Actualize. Lord, you are just near.
我们要预备。
We have to be prepared.
我们再唱的是544首。
And sing hymn 544.